This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Griese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Bonnie Kintzer. How are you, Bonnie?
Great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Bonnie is the CEO of Trusted Media Brands, and this is a really interesting story. You have three major brands that everyone knows about, but talk about what the company is.
So Trusted Media Brands is a media company. We have about 10 different brands, three of which are extraordinarily large and well-known. We publish both online quite a bit, and we have many magazines, and we also have a lot of books. So we cover many different categories, primarily food and DIY. We have gardening, we have reminisce, and of course we have the beloved Reader's Digest.
So let's talk about those brands. And when we get into the interview, everyone listening in, what you're going to want to hear is a tremendous turnaround. Imagine being saddled with $1.88 billion of debt and being able to restructure and remove that. So talk about your main brands.
So the three biggest brands are the Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, which is America's largest food publication, and the Family Handyman, which is a DIY brand, also been around for about 70 years.
And let's just go into a Taste of Home, because that's recipes, but you do something different. I understand you actually try every single recipe. Yes. Nothing makes it in, right?
Nothing makes it in. So Taste of Home is really a magazine written by real cooks. So they submit their recipes, and our staff in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, takes a look at those recipes. They decide which ones to test. Everything gets tested in the test kitchen. And should you find yourself in Milwaukee, you can actually attend a tasting. And everyone gives their feedback on that recipe, and then it gets cooked again to be checked. We also use everyday stoves and cooktops so that people feel like they can, in fact, make this in their home. Then we do all of our own photography there, and then it gets published.
And later on, we're going to talk about digital, millennials working as well. We'll talk about women in business. But let's go to the topic du jour, what everyone wants to hear. 1922, Reader's Digest comes out, storms the world, beloved. You worked for it as a consultant. You came in, took a lot of senior positions. You take over CEO in 2014. It was not a good situation. There was like $1.88 billion in debt. What do you do?
So at that point, the debt had been greatly reduced because the company had been through two bankruptcies. And as it went through those two bankruptcies prior to my joining the company or rejoining the company, we had a much lesser amount of debt.
So let's cut back into them. You were senior executive. And how, when you have that much debt, how do you cut back on that much debt?
Well,
is it all selling off businesses? Is it strategically determining what you want to keep, what isn't core?
So I think selling off businesses were very important. I wasn't here during those years, but those were the years when All Recipes was sold and Every Day with Rachel Ray. But it's also unfortunate, right? The government gives you that protection during bankruptcy, and so the bankruptcy was really the greatest driver of reducing that debt. Now, when I got here, we still had a lot of debt. We were also hemorrhaging quite a lot of cash each year. So for me, the big initiative was how do we get to cash flow positive and secondarily pay off the rest of the debt? Because if we couldn't get to an operating business that was cash flow positive, there really wasn't anything here.
That's a great point. So when you come in, how do you get into cash flow positive, being that the business itself is under siege? Because everyone knows that print media is a tough business and highly competitive, and everything's moving digital where the margins are, you know, much tighter.
So I think under siege, Robert, is the right expression. It was a very negative time. I think when I got here, people felt like it was, you know, can I save my job? It wasn't really thinking about the future of the business. And I think people had gotten into a habit of just telling senior management what they wanted to hear, which is actually the worst thing that can happen to you as a CEO. So for me, my first area was, what is the reality? Like, what can we actually achieve in revenue? And I explained it to all the employees that if we didn't know what we could achieve on the top line, we could never figure out what was the right cost structure. And that definitely took time for people to just kind of admit You know, what, you know, don't tell me you can do another 10 million when you can only do another 2 million. Because what was happening was the company was missing its goals quarter after quarter after quarter and then running around, you know, to make any kind of cuts they can. And I wanted to reel this back to let's have a plan. So we took down our revenue projections, which is always hard to go to a board with, but it's better to have the truth. And I said, all right, if we're going to be a $200 million company, then wouldn't we all agree that we shouldn't spend more than $200 million in expense? And I think when you explain it to people in such a basic way, they get it. We just can't afford this cost structure. So we went through a very big exercise to really look at where, you know, where did we need talent and what didn't we need, and we made a lot of cost cuts and we started hitting our goals. And when you start hitting your goals, all of a sudden people come back to life.
How? Well, first thing you had to do is build trust.
Yes.
How did you build trust? You had to build trust with the board and then with your executives and then the employees at large. How did you do that?
I spent a lot of time doing one-on-one meetings. I probably in my
I heard a rumor. You did like 100 of these 30-minute meetings.
Yeah, and it was great. And I would go from office to office, and I had a very, you know, limited agenda, which is, what do you do here? You know, what do you like to do? You know, what would you tell me that I should be looking at, you know, for areas of improvement? And it really gave me a sense of, you know, who was here? You know, what was the talent level? What was the passion level? And there were a lot of people that had stayed through very difficult times, and they stayed because they really love our audience and they love who they serve.
So I'm going to interrupt you. When you have those meetings, a lot of the people you don't really know, how do you find out the core of if someone's good, part of the future, or if they should be out? What's going through your mindset when you have to do that?
So I really am listening and, you know, sort of seeing how they approach the opportunity to talk to the CEO, right? So for a lot of people, I was going all different levels of the company. You know, were you someone who was going to come in with passion and with ideas, or are you going to come someone who was going to come in with complaints or just...
So you'd listen to positive or negative. Is there any one key question people should ask, or is it more of an intuitive sense?
I think it's really... finding out what people like to do, because in a way what you want to know is that there are people here who are passionate about their readers or passionate about their advertisers or passionate about, you know, making sure the numbers all add up or whatever areas of the company. I think that you're really looking, you know, are people committed? Remember, I'm coming into a very broken company, and so I'm trying to find out if I have talent and if I have commitment. And so that was a big part of what I was trying to learn. And, you know, people do, once after you get through that first, you know, minute or two, they really do share themselves. And that, you know, I think a pretty good judge of character. And it was a very good way to learn quickly. I mean, it sounds like it was a lot of time, but the truth is it was probably the quickest way for me to really learn above, or I should say below my direct reports, what was happening in the company.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bonnie Kintzer, who is the CEO of Trusted Media Brands. And we're talking about this tremendous turnaround. So now you established results, you created some credibility. What happened next?
So I think the big thing was to really communicate where we were going. And, you know, you hear it all the time that you can never communicate too much, and that's absolutely true. And so working with my team, we came up with 5 goals that we were going to be committed to. And those goals did not change for the first 3 years that I was here. And I would explain to people that that was a good thing, that we were on a path and we were going to stay on that path, and we were going to be honest about how we measured ourselves against those 5 goals. And the most important goal of those 5 was actually the stabilization of the core business. And because if you cannot stabilize your core, then any of your new ideas are really just filling holes and it doesn't feel like you're really adding up. And I think people, I would say about 18 months into that 3 years, all of a sudden people started believing that we could do that. And that was a great moment, right? Because at the beginning you're telling people, and I've certainly believed it, and hopefully my direct reports believed it, but did the rank and file believe it? And I think all of a sudden you see examples and they hear numbers, and it was like, oh my gosh, maybe we can really do this. And that was a pivotal moment. Because when people start really believing, then they come forth, you know, with better ideas and more energy, and that helps you to get where you need to be.
And you could sort of feel that change. It was palpable.
Oh, it's palpable.
You know, almost like every day. And you probably had a few people who started then leading the charge as well.
And I think also, you know, we have a lot of offices. So if I was going to Milwaukee, or I was going to Minneapolis, or I was in White Plains or Manhattan, you know, it was, I would always judge, and I still say it today, you know, you judge, you know, your meetings by the questions that are asked. And I can remember my first day, my second day of work, I did my first town hall in Milwaukee. They did not have a single question for me. They did not look at me in the eye. It was terrible. I have most of my employees in Milwaukee. Now I have to, like, say, okay, it's the last question. And, you know, that's an amazing difference, that people are so engaged that they want to know more and more and more. And so you just, I could see that happening quarter after quarter, that change.
So anyone who was involved with the turnaround listening in, and we have about 600,000 people listening into this now, remember, you have to build trust and tell the truth. Don't fudge the numbers. If you can't make them, go for the real numbers. When we come back, we're going to talk with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about something all of you will want to know about. When you're in a business like publishing that are hard magazines,
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Bonnie Kintzer. How are you, Bonnie?
Great, thank you, Robert.
And Bonnie, we were talking about the turnaround of trusted media brands, which includes Reader's Digest, of course. Let's talk about the digital world. It's completely transformed everything in publishing. What can you tell people about the digital world and how they have to look at their business?
You have to be where consumers want to find your content, period. You know, the reality is that people read on their phones all day long in whatever different bite-sized pieces. To talk about Reader's Digest first, because I think it's an interesting one, when I first got here, we were publishing 30 articles a month online, which was obviously very little because we were really thinking of ourselves as a print publisher and then taking that print story and putting it online. We now publish 900 digital stories a month online.
30 a day?
Right.
Wow.
So it was, I guess even more because we probably don't publish on the weekends. But anyway, I think it was a really exciting transformation to all of a sudden say, one, we could do this, right? Because at the beginning it was like, we can't go from 30 to, our first goal was 250 and then 500. And it was sort of like, I don't know how we're going to do this coming from the editorial team. So one is, yes, we can do this. But most importantly is that audiences all over the world love the Reader's Digest online. And that was, of course, what we were all really looking for, was does our content resonate with people that are online? Our audience is obviously much younger online. We have about a third millennials on readersdigest.com. So all of a sudden, it's, wow, our content really works. And then where's the money? And so that's where.
And how do you make money in the digital world?
We make money two ways. One is by advertising on our own site, and then we have a bunch of content syndication partnerships. So our Reader's Digest content on other websites, and then we get a revenue share from that and or traffic back.
Do you have any advice to CEOs when they want to move their business into a digital business?
You have to get leaders that are willing to push the change. Change that is as dramatic as this really does have to come from the top down. We brought in a new chief content officer for Reader's Digest 2 years ago, and I remember him speaking to me and my team and saying, well, we're going to be doing digital first. And I thought, oh my gosh, what about the magazine? Because I knew in my heart that we needed to protect the magazine. And I sat down with him and I listened to him, and now we're getting content that starts online and then goes into the magazine, and it works. And so he had a real vision, and he was willing to push the envelope. We also had a lot of metrics. You have to have metrics.
What is the most important metric in building your online community?
You have to know which pieces of content people are really reading.
And is that the amount of time they're reading, or is it the number of reading, or is it the growth trajectory?
Mostly what I'm looking at is how many views is a particular piece of content getting. Because what I really want to know is that we can appeal to a broad swath of people. I also want to know that it's monetizable, whether it's monetizable through my partnerships or through ad sales. So that all goes into the equation. And we've become, it's interesting, we were always a very metric-driven company in consumer marketing, and now my editors are talking about metrics all the time. And so you have to really fully embrace it in order to succeed.
What's the one metric you look at in the morning? And I just one sentence answer, because we have a lot of good stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about women. We're going to talk about millennials.
Well, when it comes to digital, I'm very focused on visitors and
so it's views,
and
like you said,
revenue per visitor. Mm. So revenue per visitor is, I would say, is the most important metric. And it takes time until you can actually get access to that kind of information. Because basically, I want to know what you're doing when you get to my site and how am I monetizing you. So we've made some great progress there.
So let's shift over and talk about a topic that all of you listening to me know for years I've been talking about this. Women in business, we need more women CEOs. There's only 31 Fortune 500 CEOs who are women, 17% of board members, but that's like 5 or 6%. It's insane. We know they're not the mentors, and that's the problem. What advice do you have on what we could do to improve the situation if we want to turn our economy around and have more women in executive positions?
I think that you have to have environments where women are fully supported and they're mentored. And you can be mentored by a man or a woman. I mean, I certainly, my mentors have been men. I mean, that's just the nature of sort of my career path. So I think that you need to see more women in positions of authority, and you need to see them on the boards. And I think if you don't see them on the boards, that you really are always limited in the way you look at businesses. And I think companies should be measuring. They should be measuring, you know, what percent of their employee base are female, and measuring how they get through the ranks from, because I'm sure at the entry level there's probably more than 50%, you know, women. And how do you really push that through? And what are the accommodations you may, in fact, have to make because of having children? And that's just a reality, and it shouldn't be looked at as an, oh, my God, she's going out on maternity leave. And I think that you have to change the way you think about young women in the workforce from the very beginning.
Yeah, I think one of my first interviews 10 years ago, Kathy Black, and she was saying, you got to realize you can't have it all. You have to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. You do. You have to make choices. I have two daughters. I tell them that all the time. As someone once said to me, you can have it all, just not all at the same time.
There you go. So we have only 2 minutes left. Let's shift into millennials. What advice, you've done a tremendous job of bringing this culture of great millennials. What advice should CEOs do that you've learned to build a culture of great millennials?
Well, first, you have to embrace them. They're incredibly talented, and I think that their generation, by and large, gets a bad rap. They are very passionate about their work. They really want to do good things. I mean, I have seen incredible work, and I take them all as seriously as I would take somebody who was 20, 30 years older. I had a situation where a young guy in Milwaukee who I'd never met wrote me a note about something he felt we should be doing differently, and I thought, wow, that's pretty compelling and brave of him. And so I wrote back to him, and I said, the next time I'm in Milwaukee, I'd like to meet you. And we sat down, and he was a little nervous, and he said he'd like to create a team of people who are thinking about what a millennials want from our brands. And he created this incredible team that still exists today. It's, I think, over a year. And they did some great work. I flew them all into New York to present to everybody, all the employees. And they just took on a new project. And it's amazing to see them fuel themselves. But you have to respect them. They deserve respect. They are that talented.
That is a great story, especially from your first time at Milwaukee. When
yes,
that
yes.
happening? So you've got 30 seconds left. One question. You took the Reader's Digest, which is one of the all-time iconic brands, and jettisoned it for trusted media brands. What advice do you have? One or two sentences for someone who is going to change from a major brand.
You really have to know what you're capable and what your team is capable of doing. I think if you don't really know what your business potential is, you're always fooling yourself and your investors, and it fails. And I think when you, as you started with me about the credibility, I think when you get credibility in the eyes of your employees and of your investors, you can then ask them to do all sorts of aggressive things because you have that relationship with them. And I think you always have to look outside, you know, what's happening in the marketplace.
And there we have it, Bonnie. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you so much.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything. including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Virginia Pond. How are you, Virginia?
Terrific. Thank you so much for having me.
And Virginia is the founder and CEO of Yumi Eco Solutions. Now, this is unlike any company you've heard before, an enormous mission, which is to make plastic obsolete and a better environment. Talk about your mission.
Yumi Eco Solutions is in the biomaterials space, and we are committed to becoming the first billion-dollar biomaterials company.
And keep going. How are you going to do that?
We are fully committed to creating a healthier planet now and for future generations by replacing plastics with eco-friendly, innovative products made from natural and organic materials, which are biodegradable, compostable, renewable, and sustainable.
Well, let's talk about the word plastic. So everyone's seen the movie The Graduates, the future, plastics. You're saying the future is no plastics, unplastics, correct?
That's true, Robert. And plastics, as we know, is destroying our planet. It is ubiquitous in all our products. And it started in the 50s, and we are talking about replacing all of these plastics with biomaterials made from natural and organic materials. And plastics now is a $340 billion industry, the third largest in the world.
What are the first? Automotives and oil?
Petroleum and automobile.
Mm-hmm. Automobile. And so plastics are the third biggest industry. So they may not love this, but there are going to be new solutions for them.
Absolutely. And we all know that the plastics now ended up in many of our landfills, eventually ends up in the ocean. The fish is eating that, and we're eating that, and ruining our health.
How long does it take for plastic to decompose?
Probably at least 400 years or more.
Okay, so it's a long time. So your solutions to this are, you have two different types of products, correct?
Yes.
So one, bamboo. Let's talk about how bamboo works.
Well, bamboo, we're using what we call repurposed bamboo, which is taking the leftover pieces of bamboo wood from making furniture, flooring, cutting boards that we all know about. They used to be dumped in enormous landfills, and now these bamboo wood pieces are ground into powder under a game-changing technology and mixed with food-grade coloring and made in a hot press mold to make the gorgeous award-winning products that we're talking about today, which are both beautiful and also functional.
So you're taking the bamboos that would have been thrown away and you're turning them into products. You mentioned technology. I don't understand. What is real technology?
Well, the technology has to do with the bonding agents in the bamboo powder mixed in with the food grade coloring that would eventually end up with the products we have now. Just like the way you make a tire. You start out with pieces of rubber, you aggregate them together, and then you form the shape by using a hot mold and end up with a tire, except we end up with our gorgeous products, Yumi products.
So the first is bamboo, and the second is?
The second one is
starch,
which is a disposable product line. Mm-hmm. And it's made from primarily corn. It could also be made from potatoes or tapioca. But in our case, we're made in corn because corn is a annually renewable crop versus paper, which is also biodegradable. But paper takes 7 to 10 years to grow a tree before you could make products from that. So our corn is actually annually renewable. And that's what I mean by renewable.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're speaking right now with Virginia Pond, who is the founder and CEO of Yumi, and that's for you and me, Eco Solutions.
Together, we create a healthier planet.
And that's why it's called Yumi, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Y-U-M-I.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, right now, you're listening on radio, but I'm looking at the logo, and it has a green circle or oval and then a blue one, but they actually sort of form a heart. It's a brilliant-looking logo. Why the green? Why the blue?
The green stands for being green and eco-friendly to our planet. The blue stands for technology that we're inventing that helps to make that happen.
So let's talk about your organization. You have a bold mission to be the first company in the world to really reinvent the planet. Where did this come from? How did you think of something like this and bring it this far that now I'm drinking right now. What is this cup made out of?
This car is made out of natural starch.
Natural starch. So you put this, where would I would throw this away and this would...
If you throw that
away, it's biodegradable.
It's biodegradable. It would eventually compost and become returns to Earth. That's why our starch product is called Return to Earth. Mm-hmm. When you're finished with it, the throwaway that goes away.
So tell me about the story. And we spoke earlier about, it's really interesting what gave you the bug that you said, I really want to do something here, and why there is such a need. Describe that.
Well, I started as I was approached by the CEO of a publicly traded Chinese company that was in the natural starch business. Mm-hmm. And rather than joining his board, I became an advisor to learn more about the business. And during that process, he went belly up because he invested too much in advanced manufacturing equipment that did not have a market need right now. And so from that experience, I learned that the biomaterials is the future. And that's when I decided to start Yumi Eco Solutions.
So how do you actually go about you knew this idea that this is going to be the future, but how do you really start this?
So to investigate, I went on a whirlwind tour of 21 companies in 19 days in China to find the perfect manufacturing partners.
And what happened? You found the partners?
I found the partners, and over the course of the last 7 years, we have designed award-winning products, and which we've award-winning products which we sold to the market. In fact, we're in 7,000 doors right now, and we are also on Amazon, Wayfair, Williams-Sonoma, Whole Foods, etc., among others.
Well, let's talk about that. So what will you do, let's say, with a Whole Foods? What's your involvement there?
Well, our involvement with Whole Foods is we're selling some of our bamboo products or in their entertaining bamboo products for entertainment in their stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then talk through, you know, Williams-Sonoma. What are you doing with Williams-Sonoma?
Well, Williams-Sonoma, through their West Elm stores, mm-hmm. chain stores, we've been selling our bamboo stackable mixing bowls, which are very popular and sold out in three different times.
Okay, and Amazon you're on as well?
Amazon we're on, and absolutely. We've been on Amazon for 3 years, and the sales continue to increase and pick up more traction. We also got picked up recently by Jet.com.
Mm-hmm. And if
it's owned by Walmart.
Well, you're into the biggest there. So, which congratulations. I guess when you have a great product, that's what happens. If anyone wants to know about Yumi, what is the website that they would go to?
The website is www.yumieco.com.
Could you spell that out, please?
Yes, YUMIECO.com.
Okay, and what we're talking about right now, we're talking with Virginia Pond, and she is the founder and CEO of Yumi Eco Solutions, and this is a company that has taken on the third biggest industry in the world, plastics, and is trying to create a world of unplastics, right? That's
yes.
what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And you're driven every day by that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. We eat and sleep that.
Yeah, and you actually use it all the time because here we are drinking actually out of starch. So what I will say, when we're about to take a break, when we come back, we're going to talk about a big thing, which is what are the economics of this? Because it sounds fantastic. It's changing the world, but it seems like it's got to be expensive. But we're going to hear what the story is.
back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we are back on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Virginia Pond, who is the founder and CEO of Yumi Eco Solutions. Now, this is the first company that's creating the unplastic, and we've spoken a lot about that. It comes from either bamboo or it comes from starch. And it's in all the top places like Williams-Sonoma. It's moving into, you know, Walmart even through their affiliates. But what I wanted to ask you was about the economics, because it sounds really terrific that you can remove plastics and help build a better world, and you're inspired by this, but it's definitely going to cost a lot of money to do this. So just walk through actually how that works.
Well, there's a misconception in the market by consumers that eco-friendly products are tremendously more expensive than normal products. And that started because when the eco-friendly industry started 7 or 10 years ago, it was very expensive, and they overcharged the products as a premium price. But at this point in the development process, we can produce the products at mainstream prices equal to or perhaps less than 10% of the current products that we replace.
Really?
Yes. And we intend to do that. Also, one of the other things we intend to do is we're planning to bring the manufacturing of our natural starch disposable products to the U.S. within the next 12 months and to create over 100 green jobs in this country.
Wow, that's exciting. And what industries? You're obviously working in the food-related industries. Right now, talk about the industries that you can help. If there are CEOs listening in, we've got 600,000 CEOs, all different types of companies. What industries?
The industries that we are very interested in working with would be the consumer packaged goods industry, mm-hmm. for instance, the K cups, mm-hmm. which we're calling the Yumi.
How many K cups are there a year?
There are approximately, according to the National Coffee Association, approximately 14 billion K cups are used.
14 billion K cups a year?
Yes, and it actually surrounds the Earth several times, and it's equivalent to traveling to the moon and back.
So you could solve that whole issue with the K cups?
Yes.
And it's like maybe 10% more. So instead of 50 cents for a cup of K-cup coffee, it's 55 cents, and no environmental issues.
On the other hand, given the volume of the K-cups, we could probably, after the initial launch, we could probably bring the cost to the same as the plastic ones.
That's pretty exciting. Okay, how about something, let's say, like the toy industry? There are a ton of toys. Could you do anything with that or not really? Because that moms would love to have something where they don't have all the toxins from plastics near their kids, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. The bamboo resin, the bamboo mm-hmm. products I'm talking about, could certainly be made into toys or Legos and other products. And the starch-based products, getting back to the starch-based products, where we can easily replace meat trays, frozen dinner trays, which people are eating out of and microwaving and leaching into their bodies, as well as yogurt cups. Those are high tar products that we think we can produce very quickly and get into the market.
That's very exciting. I want to just go backwards a little to your background, because your background is really financial services, right? You worked at the Federal Reserve. Talk about where you worked, what you learned there, and how that shapes your thinking of trying to build this extraordinary company that's going to change the entire world?
My background was in financial services and international business development for organizations such as American Express Bank and Federal Reserve Bank. And at Federal Reserve Bank, I managed the Asian central portfolios, all the Asian central portfolios of $7 billion. So I'm used to a lot of zeros in the numbers.
And that's why you plan to become the first billion-dollar company in doing this.
Absolutely.
And what is your hope with CEOs and how they could be involved in this movement of improving the world?
My hope with CEOs is that they have a commitment and willing to work with our company to develop these products and to get them into the market. And we need a champion, a leader, who was interested in innovating.
So you need the real visionary CEO who's not going to say, yeah, I'm going to pass this down my product development, who's going to say, I'm going to champion this, we're going to do something breakthrough, we're going to make a plastic-free world.
Absolutely.
That's
what we're looking for.
So let's talk about the whole concept. I know China, people may not be aware, but has major ideas on contributing to making a total green world. What is the type of investment that China is making?
China's making in their 5-year plan approximately $500 billion for green technology. Of that budget, approximately 3-5% will be discovering new biomaterials. And in fact, at this point, we already know of additional products, materials, the biomaterials that we can that can be commercialized and integrated into products.
And so right now you're saying there's bamboo and there's starch, but there's potential that there could be many more.
Well, actually, we know of another product now that we will be working on commercializing, which is using rice husks, the waste part of the rice plant, to make packaging for consumer products. So instead of seeing styrofoam packaging in all the boxes you buy of products, you're going to see these type of products.
Let's talk about the future. What is your vision? You've got 2 minutes left of where you can go and how your company can change the world.
Our next plan, we want to be the go-to source company for biomaterials application, whether it's for consumers or industrial. And we are planning to bring manufacturing of our starch-based products to stateside within the next 12 months. The reason we're bringing that product to the U.S. for manufacturing first is that our products are made from corn, and the U.S. is the largest corn-producing country in the world. We feed half the world, so we should be making these products here. We have the raw materials in surplus.
That's very exciting. Let us go back to what your website is for anyone who wants to visit your website.
Our website is YumiEco.com, spelled YUMIECO.com. Together we create a healthier planet together.
Yep, and so is that the inspirational note you want to leave us on?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Virginia, I'd like to tell you it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. We've been speaking with Virginia Pan, who is the founder and CEO of Yumi Eco Solutions. This is a company that is using bamboo right now and starch, and they're actually replacing plastics so there is no landfill used anymore. And this is going to be happening everywhere in food sources, in cups, and in toys too. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.